Hey, longtime listeners may remember what was perhaps the most artistically successful segment of the show, Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. Each week, noted humorist Bruce Cherry would present a searing, insightful, and piercingly funny proposal for a recurring bit, complete with scripted intro. It was all done under the ruse that Bruce was some sort of addled freak. It's a testament to the man's acting ability that he pulled that part off. We've been deluged with requests to bring the bit back, so, to which I finally said, I had to say, okay, Bruce, folks, that whimsical note is just a taste of the zany antics you have in store. Please welcome back Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. Okay, so.
I always wanted to cherry bomb.
Well, if this bit works out, we'll go ahead and...
This thing was gold.
All right, buddy. So what?
It's already worked out.
What?
Do you remember the mallard?
Sure.
Osama bin Mallard?
Osama bin Mallard, hilarious.
We have golden memories.
We do. Those things are forever captured on... That's right, they can't. So what... Okay, Bruce, so what do you got?
You want the bit? Here it is.
I do.
I'm a guy with supernatural powers.
Mm-hmm.
I know all and I see all. Mm-hmm. Mark, it's a bit that can't miss. But with the popularity of current shows like The X-Files...
Bruce, The X-Files got canceled 4 years ago.
Ew. Did I say knows all? What I meant is, this guy knows the future.
Mm-hmm.
Past can get a little bit hazy.
Okay.
I did a lot of drugs back in the 90s.
Really? I knew you then. You didn't do any drugs.
Yeah, and it scrambled my mind.
Uh-huh.
But this is a character.
Okay.
He knows what's going to happen. And his name, insert drum roll here, is... Nostra Dumbass.
Oh,
kapow!
Yeah.
I'm back, baby!
Yeah.
Comedy stratosphere right off the bat!
Nostra Dumbass. I take it the name is just a placeholder, yes? Or?
Yeah, I'll come up with something.
All right.
Hey!
Yeah, what?
Now, a character that knows everything, right?
Okay.
That's been done before
right.
by, I don't know, that's my point.
Yeah.
I'm not that character.
I get it. Yeah. Okay, now look. Now, you only know the future?
That's right.
Okay.
But not just only the future.
Uh-huh.
I only know 15 to 20 seconds into the future.
Okay.
I will demonstrate. Mark, the next words out of your mouth will be, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Damn, I was close. Emphasis doesn't count, does it? It's eerie.
So this Nostra Dumbass, does he write his predictions down?
Yes. And he has to write exceedingly fast.
Uh-huh.
The great Nostra Dumbass publishes his prophecies in a book of quatrains in which he describes in great detail what it's like to write a book of quatrains.
Mm.
Moments before he actually does it.
Wait.
I'm getting a message from the near beyond.
Okay.
Let me gaze into my crystal ball.
And what do you see, Nostra Dumbass?
I see myself gazing into a crystal ball.
Of course.
But with a somewhat different expression.
Mm.
I have it.
Mm.
Mark?
Yes.
In a few moments, you are going to say, I didn't sneeze. One other thing. Gesundheit.
I didn't sneeze.
As I predicted.
Oh.
Mark, to me, your life is an open book. The upcoming pages are stuck together, but it's open.
Then I'm about to tell you this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Oh.
And of course, you know what I'm going to say because the whole bit is scripted.
Yes, in the stars. But if you doubt my power, Mark, let us deviate from the script and see what happens.
Let's do that. I'm all
okay.
For that. Yeah.
No. Here we go.
Okay.
I predict that in a few seconds, actor Steve Buscemi will burst into the studio, place a spaghetti strainer on his head, and sing Bob Seger's Against the Wind. Wait for it.
Yeah, that didn't happen, Bruce.
Damn. Mm. But you got to admit, I went out on a limb on that one.
Yes, you did.
Note to self, stop payment on that check to Steve Buscemi.
Mm-hmm.
I should have picked somebody with less going on in their career.
Okay. Any final predictions, Nostra Dumbass?
Yes, Mark.
Mm.
You are about to express an enthusiastic admiration for this bit and to announce the great Nostra Dumbass as a recurring character on The Mark Maron Show.
No. In fact, it was a mistake to have this much on. I can't believe I flew you out for this.
Oh, you fool!
What?
You've just rent the fabric of time! Now I'm stuck forever, 20 seconds in the future! Holy crap, it's Steve Buscemi! You're late! Put this on your head and start singing now! Mark, just wait 10 more seconds. He's gonna be here.
No, sorry, time's up, buddy. Time is up, my friend. Shut his mic off. I've had it. Go back to New York. I've had it.